Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi. Covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad, along with Robbie Falk from 24/7 Sports, give you an inside look at the Bulldogs on the field, the court, and the diamond. Now, get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you late on a Sunday evening or maybe on a Monday morning. Thanks for joining us at supertalk.fm or wherever it is you get podcasts from. Appreciate all of our great listeners out there, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. We want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip through the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be sort of weird if Brupolo was in Sebastopol.
Sebastopol?
Is that how it's said?
Sebastopol.
Is it?
Yes.
Well, I learned something today.
I just rolled through there on Friday.
Again, Robbie Falk, the emissary to small town Mississippi.
The home of Lee's Steakhouse.
Really? Tell me more.
You would enjoy it.
Okay. I love a small town steakhouse, man. They're always good.
Lee's is very good.
Yeah. I need to go to the one that's out there on 82. Nails, is that what it's called?
Oh, Nails. Yeah. Nails is great.
Tell me that place is really good. I need to check it out.
Just a little gas station type place. In the middle of Winona and Mathiston.
Yeah.
Actually, Winona and Eupora.
Yeah.
Yeah, good place. There's also Wade's Fish House, which is out there.
I know about Wade's, too. Really good. Yeah. They do all-you-can-eat whole fish, right?
Yes, they do. I hit up both of those spots.
All right. We might need to make that happen. I need to check out Markel Patterson's place too. Yeah, 3-star.
I was there on Sunday morning after church.
I gotta get out 82 and get.
I've got to get you out to these places. I got to open up your eyes.
I mean that, and then what's the place in Louisville you want me to go to?
Market Cafe.
I need to go there too. We need this summer. We're gonna take a little trip around.
We will take a tour. I will show you some spots.
All right, we could do this. We could take a tour of. I bet Super Talk could get behind this too. Us just like touring the small towns in Mississippi and finding the best place to eat and going there and talking to some folks. That's a great.
I've knocked out a lot. And my old principal, we used to say about him, he knows one person in every town in the state and one place to eat.
That's a good thing.
And my goal is to rival Farrell Rigby, who is my principal and former basketball coach.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know one place to eat in every single town in the state and at least one person.
We should do this is an idea. Now we would require a lot of work, but I'm gonna look into making this happen. We might do this, Robbie Paul.
Let's go.
We say all that to say that Strange Brew Coffee is great and you should order it. Go to Strange Brew Coffee House.
We've both been there a few times.
Yes, go to strangebrewcoffeehouse.com, place your order for wherever you live in our great state. You can get it shipped right to your door. College Corner and collegecornerstore.com. That's the place to find maroon and white merchandise that you can't find just anywhere else because only College Corner has the biggest and best selection of it in central Mississippi. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area. They're in Ridgeland by Fleet Feet. They're in Flowood by the Half Shell, where you can always shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Humble Taco, Starkville's best Mexican restaurant right there on University Drive. When the weather is good, there's just no better place to be. When the weather is bad, it is also a good place to be. It's because the food is inside is something you can't get anywhere else. It's tacos like you can't find anywhere else. It's handcrafted margaritas. It's great local beers. And it's got something for everybody. If you got a vegetarian, a vegan, keto-friendly, gluten-friendly, whatever you're looking for, they've got you taken care of with a really expansive menu at Humble Taco. Head over there next time you're in Starkville. Head to Humble Taco. Six locations around the state of Firehouse Subs. That's where you should head for lunch if you're near one of them today. They're not doing the name day thing anymore. I saw that on Twitter. But they are still continuing to put out like great specials on their Twitter feed. So follow Firehouse Subs on Twitter and download the Firehouse Subs app so you can get free reward points every time you place an order. Your order will be ready within minutes, and you pile up the reward points so you get free sandwiches. Starkville and Oxford, Columbus and Tupelo, Flowood and Madison, that's Firehouse Subs. Just like we thought, Robbie Falk, Mississippi State hosting a Super Regional. We knew it all along.
Didn't we just talk about this the other day? Like, how has this team not been able to find a way to get to the Super Regional? And we talked about how great News Park was. It was made for this, for these moments. It was made to host these regionals, host Super Regionals, SEC tournaments, and all that. And I've been wanting this team to get over the top. They've been so close over the years to doing some big things, but they just haven't been able to get over the top. Mm-hmm. And what we saw the last 2 days, really, you know, the last 2 days was really cool, but Sunday was remarkable. I mean, that's the only way to say it. I mean, it was one of the more rare moments in softball history. Mm-hmm. And that's not even hyperbole. 49 coming into this year, 49 of the 50 regionals played by top three seeds had seen the top three seeds advance. Only one time it's had a top three seed not advance to a super regional. Mississippi State just made it two. And that is beyond the fact that, you know, State, this is their first super regional or whatever, you know, it's really cool that they've been able to do that. The way that they did it and who they did it against was just incredible. And I mean, I've always thought that more people should be behind this softball program because I think they're really fun to watch. They always are gritty and they play tough, and they every year it seems like they've been in these ball games and had a chance to, you know, win series against Tennessee and Florida and Alabama, and they even have won some of those series. They've been so close, but they haven't been able to get over the hump, and that's happened even this year. I mean, this team was an 11 seed in the SEC tournament, but to do this against a team that hadn't lost a non-conference game all year. I believe they just won a national championship a year or two ago. This is a great softball program, a great softball team with some great pitching. And Mississippi State just went in there, took their best shot, and won two ball games. I mean, that was just, to me, it's one of the great moments in Mississippi State sports history for them to do what they did. And I think we're going to see one of the hottest tickets that we've seen in a long time coming up this weekend for Mississippi State softball. I think you'll see a lot of people hop on this bandwagon.
Yeah, no, there's no question about that. Somebody already asked me on Twitter, what's the capacity? Well, it's just over 1,000 over there. But so get there early is what I would tell you if you want tickets. You know, obviously softball is something that we don't talk a whole ton about, but we did mention it last week. And, you know, it's a two sort of a two-pronged thing that I want to discuss. First off, I'm hopeful to get Coach Ricketts on the big show this week. I hope we'll reach out to Mississippi State and try to get her on. But when I think about her tenure at Mississippi State, I always go back to last year when they had that rough stretch. I think where they lose the first 9 SEC games or something like that.
It was more than that. I think it was like they were like 0-13.
It may have been something like that, Robbie. You may be right. And at that point in the season, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. And they turned it around and ended up being an NCAA tournament team from that spot. That was really, really impressive. So it shows you that she's a coach that, you know, can get her team going, you know, even from basically a full stop. But then also she has a transcendent player, a generational player, a player that, you know, when we talk about great athletes, we always, you know, and I'm as guilty of it as anybody, Robbie. But, you know, when we talk about the female athletes here at Mississippi State, we tend to sort of focus on basketball as well. We should. There have been some great players there. But Mia Davidson is one of the all-time great athletes at Mississippi State. She holds every record of consequence. Rafael Palmeiro himself calls her the greatest power hitter in Mississippi State history. And this was just a fun story. They won 4 straight elimination games. They had to beat a team that, I mean, how many times had Florida State lost this year, Robbie? Like 5, 6, something like that?
5.
Yeah, come in.
5, and they were all ACC games.
Right. And you had to win 4 straight elimination games against the number 2 team in the country.
That was a team that was extremely hot. They had won 16 straight games, won the ACC tournament, won the ACC. I mean, that team, they weren't slumping. I mean, this was a – You hit them at the right time. They actually shut out their first 2 opponents in run rules in this regional. So it's not like Mississippi State was facing a team that was on the downward trend.
And they won. They won 2 games on a Saturday. You said, I think you tweeted it earlier, that this was the first time they'd even ever actually gotten to the winner-take-all game. That they had always lost. You know, when they had made it to the Sundays of these regionals, They had always lost the first game. This was the first time they even got to the point where if they won, they could advance. They came from behind in this game to take the win. It's just a good story. And you can't help but think, Robbie, that Mississippi State fans could kind of use a good story right now. It's been a rough few months for Bulldog fans. This is this kind of thing. I agree with you 100% that this team is going to be rallied around, that, you know, that the park, News Park, will be will pack, not under construction, by the way. It is not under construction, contrary to some beliefs, but packed house, a lot of support. And it's just fun. It's just a fun story. This to me, like I've always said about softball, it's great family atmosphere, right? If you have a kid and you want to take them to an MSU sporting event, but you can't sit through a baseball game because it's 3+ hours, man, a softball game is always a good spot to go to. I always think that the players and the coaches are very receptive to the fans. They always have been for the past few years. They do a good job there, and it's a great facility. There's just a lot to be excited about. And, oh, by the way, you're playing a 3 seed from another regional. You have a legitimate chance to go to the Women's College World Series in Oklahoma City.
Unbelievable. I mean, this team, like I said, they were 11th seed in the SEC tournament. This is what makes softball and baseball so great. And really, you know, softball has had parity, but I feel like baseball, we've seen more upsets in regionals and teams getting to supers. I mean, like I said earlier, the top 3 seeds have only lost, coming in this weekend, a regional once.
That's one seed in baseball lost last year.
Yeah.
And I mean, the year before that, 19.
The number 1 seed overall does not win the national championship. It hasn't for a long time in baseball.
Yeah.
But, man, this team, if they could somehow get to the Women's College World Series, I mean, this would be one of the great stories. It already is one of the great stories in Mississippi State sports. But I think, you know, we would be remiss if we didn't mention, you know, all there's been all this talk about, you know, John Cohen's coaching hires, and they haven't been any good and all this stuff. These people have failed. The women's coaches that he's hired, with the exception of women's basketball coach, which has been one of the hottest ones, but Julie Darty Dennis and, you know, Dusty Smith and women's golf, Julie Darty Dennis and Samantha Ricketts now, all three of these coaches are doing things that haven't been done in a while. I know the women's golf team was really good a few years ago, but that program's trending in the right direction. Volleyball had the greatest season they've ever had this year, and softball has now done something they never have done. So it's been pretty cool to see those sports that have been kind of thrown away by Mississippi State fans, and I don't mean that in a bad way, but those sports have just been kind of forgotten over time by a lot of people. It's been really cool to see those sports kind of elevated. And this is why, you know, I argue with people whenever they say, why are we giving money to these sports when we can just spend that money on football? Because of moments like this, because of the cool things that you see out of this softball team right now and the volleyball team, you get to compete on a national level whenever you invest like that. And this program is invested. They've gone out and they've built a stadium that's capable of hosting regionals and super regionals. They went out, and Ricketts was already here, but she's one of the great college softball names. Her family has it means – the Ricketts name means something in softball.
Correct.
And Samantha Ricketts means something in softball. Her connection to the state of California, to America's Samoa, and what she means to the Samoan culture as well. I mean, this is elevating the brand of Mississippi State beyond football, basketball, and things of that, because – the Women's College World Series last year was seen by more people than the Men's College World Series. Yes. So, I mean, you're talking about a game that just allows you to push your brand out and branch it out beyond football and baseball. Why would you not want to do that? And that's why I think that you have to invest. Why is Mississippi State building another practice facility for softball? So they can keep doing this.
I mean, you're absolutely correct. And that's something, I mean, you're right that the average fan doesn't really get that. They say just put all the money into football, because it's just, you want to try to elevate your brand at every possible opportunity. You know,
yeah.
You think about Alabama. A couple of years ago, Alabama was just a program that all they really had was football. But now look at Alabama. Their basketball program has been elevated. Baseball this year, I believe, will probably be close to an NCAA tournament team. If not, they're going to fire Brad Bohannon and go find a coach who can get them there. Their softball team is one of the best in the country. They have gymnastics. You don't want to be a program there where your fans are, they're spending money in the fall, but they aren't spending money the rest of the year. They're not interested and engaged the rest of the year. You want to be a program that does it all, that has, you know, that's good at everything. So this is a great moment for Mississippi State. And you're right, you know, the hire of Julie Darty Dennis, the hire of Samantha Ricketts, those are good hires. They go on the ledger for John Cohen in the plus column. There's just no question about that. You know, do they balance out everything? Probably not, but they are good hires, and he does deserve a ton of credit for them. So good stuff. This will be a fun story to track over the next few days. They got a real chance, Robbie. They have a real chance to be playing at home to advance to Oklahoma City.
And who are they playing in the Super Regional? Arizona, I'm sure it'll be a cakewalk. Mississippi State versus Arizona in Super.
Yeah. What's funny is Arizona is historically a fantastic program.
How about that? Arizona came through another team's regional and won that. I'm sure it'll be a simple weekend for the Bulldogs. Mississippi State's never had to face an Arizona team coming out of another team's regional in a super regional.
Roberta Dahlback, is she on this team? Is that what you're trying to say? But, you know, Arizona is historically a very, very good program. Obviously, one of the most famous softball players of all time, Jenny Finch, went to Arizona. Mississippi State lost to Arizona in a regional, I think, two seasons ago. Is that correct?
I believe so. I can't remember. That's right.
They were a national seed. State was the two seed in that regional.
And West Coast is really good.
Really good.
Softball.
And of course, Mississippi State, is she the director of player personnel? Is that her title, Brittany Thackeray?
Yeah, something like that. She's off the field.
Yeah, she works for Mississippi State football, but she played softball. I think she was an All-American at Arizona. So that's a very storied program, but having a little bit of a down year, and they'll travel to Starkville for a historic moment, the first ever Super Regional at Neuse Park. Should be a lot of fun.
Expect you there?
I got to be in Hoover all week. I don't know, man. I don't know.
You got to be at Hoover. You have to watch teams that's not the team you cover.
I want to thank the softball team for not making me start the show with terrible music the second show in a row. But that said, enough of the smiles. Let's go to the second half of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council. Beef, it's what's for dinner. We were talking about those steakhouses earlier. Now you got me thinking, could we get the Mississippi Beef Council to sponsor us as we take our We've got something here, Robbie. We've got something here. It's just a question of, can we make it work? I don't know if we can or not, but we're going to try.
Well, I took a tour on Friday to start things off, mm-hmm. and got some beef from Anthony's in West Point. And that was an excellent decision.
That is a decision that is never wrong. I'd say there's so many great restaurants around our state serving Mississippi beef, serving great beef, great steakhouses all across, from the small steakhouses across our state to the big ones in the big cities at the casinos, or even here in Starkville at 44 Prime. There's great steakhouses everywhere. You want to check them out. Wherever you go in Mississippi, you can get great beef, and it's thanks to our beef providers, 15,000 of them here in the state of Mississippi. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the I'm willing to take Two Brothers on, though. Did you see the thing I cooked this week? Did you see that pork belly?
No, I missed it. No, I did. I saw it. I saw it. Never mind.
Robbie, fall. Yeah, oh, my God. Robbie, next time we have a cookout, Robbie, I'm going to cook one of those, and you're not going to believe what comes off the grill.
I will say, I've had your pork belly before, and
I've done the burn ends, and they're good. This I did whole.
Yeah, that I have not had.
Unbelievable. And I mean, pork belly, they have it on the menu at Two Brothers. They have those pork belly tacos that I know you're a big fan of.
My favorite. Oh,
there you go.
Now I'm hungry.
Yeah.
We've been talking about food more than we talk about anything else in the show so far.
No, that's not true. Softball one, food two.
Softball got about two more minutes more than our food.
I wish food could be two the whole way, but baseball's coming up. Two Brothers Smoked Meats, though, the heart of the Cotton District, smoked Southern soul food. What's left to say? I've given them every superlative there is to man. You know it's good. Go eat there. It's Two Brothers Smoked Meats. Great products and great service. Man, everybody tells you they've got it. Who really delivers for you? When you need service, who delivers? Advantage Business Systems does. You're talking to a company based here in Mississippi. They're here to help you. They're not here to make it difficult like a lot of other places do. They don't put you on hold for 30 plus minutes. They don't tell you to press one to speak to an operator. They don't tell you, hey, we can be out there maybe week, maybe 10 days. No, it's same day service in a lot of situations because they're a Mississippi business. They're just a few hours away from you and they can get out there and fix their products quickly. Give them a call and find out what the difference is. 601-362-9192 or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. All right. Well, I guess if there's one thing good to say, it's over. When it's over,
that's the time I fall in love again. Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, my gosh. There's funny stuff happening in the MSU Twitter world. Let's just leave it at that. I'll say this. You know, I mean, obviously on Friday's show, I recapped the 27-2 game. They didn't give up. They played hard the final two games of the season. They had a chance to win on Friday. Saturday, I don't feel like they gave up. I don't think this team ever at any point this season gave up. And I wouldn't expect that to be the case. I would expect them to fight the whole way because this is a bunch of guys who want. There's still a bunch of guys who want a national title. They're not going to go out there. You know, it doesn't matter that they're losing badly. They're going to try every game. And I feel like that happened. But what a brutal, brutal season this was. And it may have ended in the worst possible way. We haven't gotten any update, have we, on Cade Smith?
I think I saw Steve post something on the board that night that he thinks that he was hearing it was maybe a shoulder issue. Okay. So nothing elbow related.
That would be good stuff because if it is elbow related this late in the season, it's
he's missing the whole year.
He's missing the whole year next year. There's just no question about that. I'm trying to see if I can find that post, but I can't. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm almost positive he mentioned something about some shoulder soreness or something like that. I mean, you can get over that over the summer.
Yeah.
That's an injury that can linger, but if he rests and things like that, he's fine.
Now this team, you know, now the season ends. We saw some guys hit the transfer portal this week, including a guy, Revy Higgins, who I think you've mentioned in the past that you thought could be a contributor going forward, but it really does feel like the stage is being set for Mississippi State to move forward with, I don't know if cleanse is the right word, but this team is going to look drastically different, I feel, next season.
Yeah, and, just based on what we've heard from, just out there in the universe and also even what Chris Lemonis has said publicly, I mean, I think the staff is very confident in what they can do in the portal, and they need to be. They need. Oh, sorry, God. They need to be able to go out there and put together a group of five or six, maybe even more, transfer portal guys that are going to be able to come in and be instant impact. They've got to change this roster in a hurry because I really feel like we're going to see even more transfers and even guys that are deciding to go pro. I think this roster is going to look way different next year. And this is a big offseason for Chris Lemonis. If there's one silver lining here and one good thing for Mississippi State, it's that the season's over in May. And for about a month and a half here, they can really hit the portal hard when guys hit it. Because there's a lot of coaches that are going to be focusing on games, focusing on regional, super regional. You know, last year that I felt like that hurt Mississippi State to not be able to get on the road and see people or really be active in the transfer portal until after the season. Now you got a month and a half to do it. So if there's one good thing that came from all this, it could be that you have an opportunity here to really put all of your effort into the portal and making sure that you get players that can come in here and compete right away and change things for you, turn things around.
And that's going to have to be the way it is. I mean, and it's what I said. I think I said it, maybe on a show you were on, but it may have been Friday show. I don't remember. But, you know, it's May 22nd. By July 22nd, there needs to be a lot of new names on the Mississippi State roster. You know, those guys need to start, you know, getting into place. So if we get to mid-June, late June, and there's not new faces and we're not, and, you know, you haven't had to write articles about this person is committed and this, there's a problem. There's a problem. So I think you're going to see some things happen pretty quickly, especially as teams in the postseason get eliminated. You're going to have to start picking them off of rosters. And, you know, I'm not saying the Mississippi State's going to tamper, but I am saying that people around the country are going to be putting out feelers saying, hey, you know, Mississippi State's got some spots. If you're interested, let us know. That's going to happen.
Yes. I mean, that's the way of the world.
You know,
none of those coaches would admit that. And I mean,
as well, they should.
And most of, and the coaches don't usually directly handle that stuff, but it happens everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just how it is. And it's against the rules, but, I'm sure it's going to happen. I mean, you've got to do that. You got to gauge some interest. Hey, what are you here? You think this guy might be interested? And, you know, we might have a spot open.
Exactly. Exactly. We're going to see a new look to Mississippi State baseball. And the only concern I have, and I don't know how much of a concern it is, but I don't think you can do this every year in baseball. I think that, you know, in basketball, I think you can do it. But in baseball, I feel like you do need some continuity year to year. So hopefully this is just going to be like a one-year thing. Because I do feel like if you look at Lamonis's recruiting classes for the next 3-4 years, they're all pretty highly rated kids. Now, obviously, you'll lose some of them to the pros, but it feels like he's got a good thing going recruiting-wise. Maybe just this year to fill some holes, you got to do this. And I think, Robbie, I think at some point we underestimated the effect of four coaches in four seasons having. I think
that was extremely rare for Mississippi State to have that outlier, kind of success.
Huge outlier. Normally that would happen and your program would collapse. And it speaks to the quality of athletes that John Cohen recruited. Not to take away from Chris Lamonis, but a lot of those guys were the Cohen guys. You know, Mangum especially held everything together. He was the glue. And you had a lot of talented guys around him. Then Cannizzaro added, and then obviously Lamonis added guys. Sims and Bednar are the prime examples of Lamonis' recruiting.
Tanner Allen, he was Cannizzaro. You're right.
But it speaks to the quality of those guys. And you finally reach a point where you've had so much flux that I don't want to say we were blinded by it, but it's obvious that we missed something. And that's as good a reason for, I hate to make excuses, but to me, that's as good a reason as anything that eventually with that kind of turnover in your program, there was going to have to be a year where the wheels came off a little bit. Maybe you didn't expect them to come off in the way they did. I mean, it really does strike me as hard to believe that this team was 9-10 and then finished 9-21. That's tough to swallow.
But especially beating Ole Miss on the road, you got that big win, and you had all that momentum. It's really difficult.
You win the Friday game in Missouri, and you're thinking, okay, they're
destroyed Missouri in the Friday game.
They're on their way, and it just didn't work out. So it's going to be the next, you know, obviously you get to the conference tournaments, but after the first round of the NCAA tournament, some wheels could start turning for Mississippi State. You could start seeing some new faces pretty quickly as it goes. So, all right, tomorrow we'll talk some football, probably talk some more softball, maybe a little baseball, and then it'll be a couple of days off while I'm in Hoover, and then we'll be back on Friday to talk one more time and wrap up the week and get the weekend started for Mississippi State. We should do an SEC preview this week. We'll do the Georgia Bulldogs. We'll try to get somebody on with us to talk about the defending national champions, and we'll go from there. Talk to you guys later. I'll be in Hoover Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I'm so looking forward to it.
Have fun.
Can't wait. All right. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.